Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here tonight for this episode of the Tenpenny Files on Your Health. Each week, we talk about topics that are important to your health and many that may not be found in other places. I try to bring some things in that are kind of unique and different and compelling because, you know, there's a lot of competition out there for your time, and your time is valuable. And so we're really think it's important for you to come and spend time with us here. So tonight, we're going to have a very important guest that is an author, and she describes herself as a comic self-help entrepreneur. I think that you're going to find this to be very, very interesting. And we're going to talk about her new book, which is called My Wild Ride: How to Thrive After Breast Cancer and Infidelity. Now, isn't that just a compelling title that makes you just want to hear more about that? So we've got a really important show for you here tonight about breast health. And so stay tuned. We'll be back in just 1 minute or two and talk with CJ Grace.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at FridayOnStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at FridayOnStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Frideon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at RideOnStore.com today.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I want to introduce to you our guest for tonight, CJ Grace. As a Brit living in America, CJ wholeheartedly embraces the best and the worst of both cultures. Her After gaining an honors degree in economics, she became a staff journalist for the BBC in the UK and worked for China Radio International in Beijing. I mean, now that just right there tells you how unique her background is. CJ Grace is the author of the book, My Wild Ride: How to Thrive After Breast Cancer and Infidelity, released in October of 2022. It includes a lot of humor and cartoons, but it's also very well researched with a bibliography referencing nearly 70 books and over 100 articles and study. Her book has been endorsed by Foster Gamble, Ed Dowd, and Glenda Green. You know, when I read that in your bio that you sent me, Glenda Green, I hadn't heard her name in a very, very long time, but I was a very big follower of her work when it first came out, like many years ago. So CJ, welcome to the Tenpenny Files on Your Health. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show, Sherry. I'm thrilled to be here.
Very good. So let's just start, and you've got some slides to share with us here, that you were diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007 and then again in 2014. Did you notice any real differences between those two periods of time between diagnostics and treatment?
Yeah, there was a huge difference. It was the Angelina Jolie effect, because in 2013, Angelina Jolie went public with her BRCA1 gene profile and endorsed having prophylactic mastectomies and talked about her mom having the same gene and dying of cancer. And she was trying to get everybody out there having the testing. If they came down with cancer and they had a family member with cancer, she was telling everyone that they ought to be doing this BRCA gene test. And when I had cancer in 2007, it was fairly straightforward. It was on the left side, and I had a lumpectomy. Nobody really talked about mastectomies, certainly not in California where I was having the treatment. By 2014, when I had the second cancer, because of Angelina Jolie, it was all about prophylactic mastectomies. Prophylactic mastectomies. And even though many of my friends thought I was completely nuts, and maybe even my surgeon too, I turned down the kind offer she gave me of a prophylactic, of a bilateral mastectomy. And, you know, I'm grateful that I did that because breast implant illness is very real. You know, a lot of people who do have mastectomies are choosing to have no reconstruction surgery and to go flat after a mastectomy just to avoid the problems with reconstruction. But for example, Nicole Deruda's Facebook support group, Breast Implant Illness and Healing, to date has over 175,000 members. So it's very, very real. So one of the things that I noticed was that, you know, everybody was being sort of in some ways scared into having mastectomies. And I sort of didn't want to do that. I did my research. I embraced my sort of inner BBC journalist anal character, did research to the nth degree. And, you know, my mantra for going through cancer with information is power. And my view was that, at least for my particular circumstances, the stats were about the same whether I had a lumpectomy and a mastectomy. And so I made that decision not to do it. I mean, who knows? Maybe on my grave it's going to be written, "Here lies CJ Grace because she refused to lop off her boobs." But I'm still glad that I didn't do it. But that's despite the fact, you know, that there is this study out there, and it's in the second slide that I gave you. There's a study that... this was a gift. This study was, as a humorist writer, this study is so bad that it's good in a Monty Python kind of way, because it was done by these esteemed aesthetic surgeons in Holland, I believe. They did a surgery. They did a study to see whether to find out whether the reason why women complained about breast implant illness was due to their personality. Okay. And so it looked at women who had had cosmetic surgery, breast implants, who'd had breast implants for cosmetic reasons rather than for cancer. And it had them do surveys to find out their level of neuroticism. And sure enough, it found out that the women who complained about breast implant illness were more likely to be neurotic. It was a priceless study. It was one that was, as I wrote a blog about it on my website, and as a follower of Monty Python, it just gave me so much fodder for humor. It was just, as I said, so bad, such a bad study that it was good in a Monty Python kind of way. And it brought to mind a wonderful book that I read as part of my research for My Wild Ride, How to Thrive After Breast Cancer and Infidelity. One of the books that I read was by Dr. Malcolm Kendricks, and that's in my second slide. You've probably heard of him and his books. Dr. Malcolm Kendricks, that'll be a later slide. But Dr. Malcolm Kendricks, he wrote a book all about how the studies are faked basically or done in ways to ensure that you're going to get the result that you want, industry funded studies. So, you know, if you take a look at, there is a slide that I have of the book cover of that, and it shows the cover of the book. And it also has a wonderful quote where he talks about making relative mountains absolute molehills. Here it is, Doctoring Data by Dr. Malcolm Kendrick. And he's a British doctor with a wonderfully sarcastic sense of humor. I love this book. And he deconstructs exactly how industry studies are done to get the result that you want. And it's a fascinating read. And you can see how the research that we see is very, very biased towards whoever has paid to have the studies done. And in the cancer world, there is plenty of that kind of research out there.
So with some of your research, since you were talking about Angelina Jolie and the BRCA testing, did you do look, and that applies also to his book about, you know, doctoring data, you know, because all of the information that came out that scared women to death about having these horrible genes, and if you've got this bad gene, you need to whack your breasts off. And it was all interpreted incorrectly. I mean, it was just, there was a lot of data about the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes that what is the function of those genes? They actually repair cells that have been damaged by radiation. So if you've got this abnormal SNP, what do they recommend that you do? Get mammograms every 6 months, which is going to induce more cancer because you don't have the genes to repair damaged cells that have been damaged by the radiation. I mean, it just goes along with what you're saying about the scam of what Angelina Jolie was promoting about the bilateral breast mastectomies. And we were seeing this happening during that period of time in young girls, I mean, teenagers that were having bilateral prophylactic mastectomies. And with that book from Dr. Kendricks, it all kind of goes together in this whole misinterpretation of data.
Yeah, and Myriad made a killing. At that point, the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes were owned, my genes. They were owned by this company, Myriad, who therefore could have the only test that was around. So everybody was having that test, and it cost $4,000 to have that test. I mean, a lot of people didn't see that because their insurance company paid a lot of it. But then, finally, the Supreme Court struck down the decision of them being able to own something that they didn't create, that they only discovered, and they lost the patent on BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes. And surprise, surprise, the cost of doing that test, along with having a number of other genetic things tested at the same time, that blood test, the price went down to $100.
Oh, my goodness.
But they made a killing when Angelina Jolie came out with her story in 2013. That's absolutely true. But I have to say one thing that she completely ignored, and the media ignored at that time, was the increased risk of ovarian cancer, because they found that not only did you have an increased risk of breast cancer, but you had an increased risk of ovarian cancer. And I had been, it's a personal decision, but I was advised to have my ovaries removed. I didn't want to do it at the time they told me to do it, because I didn't want to get slammed into an unnatural menopause. But then I went to a party, a wedding party with an old friend of the family there, and she told me the story about three of her friends who had recovered from breast cancer, but then all three of them had died of ovarian cancer. And by that time, I'd reached menopause, and I thought it was a wake-up call. So I did have an oophorectomy, which means having your ovaries and the fallopian tubes removed. My sister decided to go the whole hog and have a full hysterectomy. I thought that was not a good idea, because I think that holds everything in place. So I didn't choose to do that. Some BRCA gene people are choosing to have the full hysterectomy. So I did choose to have an oophorectomy, because the trouble with ovarian cancer, even though it's a smaller risk than the risk of breast cancer, is once you have it, it tends to, once it's found, it tends to be pretty advanced, and it's a small organ out in the middle of your body cavity. It's not enclosed in a breast if you have a small breast cancer. So you can have a far more serious effects, you know, from ovarian cancer. So that I made that decision. I did go for an oophorectomy for having my ovaries removed, but I didn't go for the mastectomy. And interestingly, Angelina Jolie's mother did not die of breast cancer. She died of ovarian cancer.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, let's move on to the next part of what I really want to hear you talk about is this connection between breast cancer and bras. And I think that that's really, really important. We flashed that book cover up there for just a minute, Dress to Kill. And we were talking before.
Yeah, let's have that up again.
I read the first version of that book in 1995. I didn't know that there was a newer updated version that came out in 2018. So let's talk about that a bit. Because when I read that book, the 1995 version, I thought it was really compelling and it just got slammed into kingdom come. And now you say this updated version is much more compelling. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, because it covers more research, and there were a number of studies that were done subsequently, mostly out of the country, that back up their research. And the thing is, this book was written by Sidney Ross Singer and his wife Soma Grismeyer, and they say that the link between bras and breast cancer is stronger than the link between smoking and lung cancer.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
That's really strong.
And they found, according to their research, if you were bra free, your rate of cancer, if you never wore a bra, the rate of cancer for women was more or less the same as the rate of cancer for men. I mean, how many men do you know with breast cancer? I hardly know any, but I know tons of women with breast cancer. So it's an amazing statistic.
Yeah, and I remember the story at the beginning of that book that his wife had just been diagnosed with cancer, and they were in Fiji or someplace in Fiji, and she had they were in a would be equivalent of an Airbnb today, and they were in a little hut, and she had washed out her bra and was hanging it out to dry, and the native woman said, "What's that?" And it was like, we would never put that on our chest and our breast. And it got her husband thinking, well, I wonder what that's all about. And that was sort of the beginning of the research. And when they looked at women all over the world, like island women, African women, Asian women who didn't wear the Western breast, the Western corsets and the Western bras, particularly the underwires, the difference in breast cancer rates was just staggering. Talk a little bit about the problems with the underwires. Why does that make it even worse?
Well, in general, what the singers say is that the bras constrict lymph flow.
Right.
And where do toxins collect in the body? Generally in the fatty tissue. So here, we women have plenty of fatty tissue in our breasts. So that's where toxins, waste products can collect. And normally, the lymphatic system would flush it out. But if you're constricting it with a bra, the tighter it is, if you've got tight underwire, that can make it impossible for those toxins and waste products to flush out. And so you get pain, cysts, and potential of tumors. But there's an additional problem with the underwire. And I have a very bizarre anecdote to tell you about that, because the underwire does, in fact, also, as well as constricting the tissue, it picks up dirty electricity and EMF signals. And I had a very clear picture of what that was all about when my youngest son was in primary school or middle school. He'd just been given this orthodontic headgear to wear at night. First night wearing that in his bedroom. And he comes in the morning and he's terrified. He says he couldn't sleep. He's convinced there's a monster in the closet. And he had bad dreams. He was just terrified. Something was up. And he said, "Mom, you've got to sort it out. There's something in the closet." and we happened to have an EMF meter. And I was, we took it around his room, and I was expecting to find one of these weird globes of EMF activity in the middle of the ceiling. No, his closet was clear. But what we did find, right by his bed, there was a straight line of strong EMF straight by his bed. And it only came on when his brother in the next room had his computer on.
Oh, my goodness.
So there was some dirty electricity that was coming through in the ceiling, in that wire in the ceiling by his bed. And when he was asleep, it was picked up by this wire headgear. The wire headgear acted as a receiver for this. And his brain interpreted this disturbance as a monster in his closet. So, I mean, it's a bizarre story, but it illustrates very clearly that you can have incredible effects from EMF and dirty electricity. So if it was doing it for the headgear around his jaw, imagine what it would do if it's underneath your breasts all through the day. You've got this metal wire picking up any dirty electricity, any EMF that you're walking through. So yes, I would say ditch the underwire. I no longer wear a bra. I mean, I never threw away my bra or burned my bra in the 60s or 70s. I was a pretty straight-laced young lady at that point. But now I don't wear a bra.
What I would say to most listeners about this is, for sure, don't wear one when you don't have to. Don't wear it to bed. Don't wear it around the house. Don't wear it in your pajamas. You know, maybe wear it if you have to go out to a business, if you have to go to work, particularly if you have sizable breasts. And wear it when you're going out into a public setting. Wear it when you're going to go out someplace. But other than that, when you don't have to have one on, just don't. Because of everything that you just said, CJ, about the lymphatics and the drainage and the moving around. Because think about it, every time you move over, bend over to pick something up off the floor, tie your shoes, I mean, you're moving that breast tissue around so that you can get that stimulation to change the lymphatics. But when you've got them like glued down to your chest, you know, I don't know the history to this, maybe you do, but I'm quite certain a man must have made one of those.
Yeah, I think that's true. And then they were very different in the, in the 1950s.
Or even before the Victorian days, right?
Yeah. But, you know, I came across an even yet another problem with bras that I had never heard of before. I happened to meet a lady who was a retired obstetric nurse, and also she'd done nurse social work, and she was a certified lactation consultant. And she'd worked, say, from the 1980s through to the early 2000s. And she had found a hugely increased amount of problems that women were having with breastfeeding. So that they were having inverted nipples from training. And she reckoned it was from the training bras that you never used to have before, say, the 60s or so. We didn't have training bras. And the older nurses that this lady worked with had not seen it. And they reckoned that the Marilyn Monroe-style pointy bras were actually better in terms of protecting the nipples because they didn't push the nipples in. But if you think about it, if you're wearing something all the time that's flattening out your nipples, then they're going to, particularly when you're developing and growing, so the training bras do that, you are maybe preventing your nipples from growing out properly. And if you want to breastfeed, that can be a problem.
Interesting. You know, another thing, a comment I want to make before we're just about ready to go to commercial break, is the idea that a lot of women and young girls in particular, when they have on sports bras, and they go jogging or they play tennis or something like that, and they take their cell phones and they put it inside of their bra. And I believe it was Deborah Davis in her book, where she about these EMF radiations, because they would have little areas of breast cancer right in the area of where the cell phone was, and that they started noticing that when you put your cell phone in there, because it's a convenient thing to do, and if you've got large breasts, you put it in there, and then you have your headset on, listening while you're exercising. Girls, women don't do that, just for the same reason that CJ was just talking about, the EMF and the dirty electricity that can go into your underwire bras, it can go directly into your chest from your cell phones. Don't do that.
Yeah, it's a great book called Disconnect, I believe.
Yeah, I believe that was right. Yes, I think that you're right. Well, we've had an interesting conversation here with this whole thing that what we're doing here with CJ Grace. And we're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. She's going to rejoin us here because she's got some health tips for people who have recently been diagnosed with cancer. And is going to answer some questions about where we can follow up and get her amazing, funny, humorous book. And we'll be right back.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Well, welcome back, everyone, and thank you for joining us here this evening with the Tenpenny Files on Your Health. We've been having a discussion about breast health, breast cancer, humorous things about BRCA genes and how they didn't even interpret them right, and oh man, the horrors of bilateral mastectomies that they used to recommend and don't do that so much anymore. So CJ, welcome back for the second part of the second segment here tonight. When we left off, we were talking about we were talking about bras, and you wanted to add a couple of comments about breast binding. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, and I also want to say that the only study that's refuting the how bad bras are is a 2014 study that was done with no control group and only looking at postmenopausal women, and that is the only one that doesn't show a link between bras and breast cancer. And of course, it's the only one that shows up when you try to Google the issue. But it doesn't seem to me to be a very accurate study at all. So if bras are bad in terms of potentially causing cancer, breast binding, you know, this new fashion amongst transgender youth, is like bras on steroids. So I'm very concerned to see what those effects might be later in you know, after these kids have been wearing these things for a while. I'm worried that it would cause cancer. And in fact, there was a study that was done in 2017 of transgender youth who bound their breasts, and it found that 97% of them had at least one side effect. And they weren't looking at longer term side effects like cancer. So, you know, these things are on sale in Target. You can get them in Amazon, and no health labels, no health risks mentioned. But, you know, I would be very, very concerned if my own daughter was using breast binders, because I think they are not good.
So do you have a slide of that you can show people what a breast binder is?
Well, what it is, imagine, you know, imagine something that's just pushing. It brings to mind the corsets that women used to wear at the turn of the, you know, in the late 1800s. And I had a wonderful poem that I found in an old journal from 1893 that showed you exactly what that does. You can see the first verse shows you that wasp waist, which is what you would get from wearing a corset. And this poem is to tell you not to wear corsets, and it wants you to have the figure shown in the second verse that is the normal natural figure. So instead of having your waist constricted in a horrible, unnatural way that created all kinds of disease and problems, I think they called it chlorosis in those days, instead you have your breast completely flattened with some elasticated binder. Sometimes people are using duct tape even, or plastic, just because they want to have a flat look to look less female in terms of you know, gender fluidity. Well, you know, that's all very well, but I think that it is incredibly dangerous to be cutting off the lymph flow in developing breasts. I think it's going to cause all kinds of problems down the road.
Well, it wouldn't be just lymph flow. I mean, it would also be blood flow. It would be, you know, arterial flow. You know, arteries take the stuff in, veins take the stuff out, lymphatics take the stuff out. I mean, what are you doing? It's like, it would be like putting a tourniquet around your ankle and expecting it to not cause problems with your foot, you know, when you're blocking all that out like that. That's terrible. I mean, the other thing that you wanted to talk, that I wanted you to talk about a little bit was, there was one other slide that you wanted to show that you said before that you wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, I have one of the things that that I do in my book. I have cartoons as well as a lot of research.
That's
and
it.
I have a cartoon called Friendly Advice.
Awesome.
And this is showing you, if you keep it up for a while, I got all that advice from different people. So the folks that didn't approve of me doing chemo and radiation, the hippy-dippy people would say, chemo and radiation is toxic, it doesn't work. And then the people who didn't approve of me doing alternative therapy, because I did that too, you know, they would say, oh, it's all pure quackery. And then I had one person who I won't name to protect his reputation, who actually shouted at me, telling me that the reason why I got breast cancer was because I was too tense and I needed to relax. And of course, we all know that shouting at somebody is a very good way to make them relax. And then, you know, I got the food Nazis as well. You know, if you don't give up dairy, your cancer is going to come back. Well, you know, I'm a Brit. I've got to have real milk in my tea and not oaty or soy milk or any of that stuff. So I didn't listen to that. And I would advise people who are going through cancer, because they're going to be besieged like me. They're going to be besieged with unsolicited advice. And even though I'm not a doctor, I would never want to tell somebody else how they should treat their cancer. Didn't stop other people giving me that same advice. And yes, you know, non-metastatic early stage breast cancer has a very good prognosis. You know, the survival statistics, the 5-year survival statistics are close to 100%. But that being said, cancer is a crapshoot. And, you know, you can never predict how it's going to go. It depends on so many factors. And so I would never want to be telling somebody how they should treat their cancer. But my view is, information is power, and look after your body and, you know, take care of what you eat, exercise, and do research. Do the research, because sometimes what appears to be true, when you look in there and you do a bit of research, you find that, oh, No, that's not true at all. You know?
You know, one of the things that I do cancer consultations in my clinic, we don't treat cancer, but people will come to us either with early stage diagnosis and they want to know what their options are, or they will come after they've been through chemotherapy, radiation, and they say, why did I get this and what can I do to have it not come back, and guide me into what vitamins I need to take and change my diet and all of those things. But one of the things that I would advise people, since we're talking about advice of what if people are going through cancer right now, is I always have people set up like a little matrix, and I'll keep this really short. But in short would be, do all the research you're going to do. Look at all conventional, all alternative, a combination of conventional alternative, maybe homeopathy, acupuncture. Do all of your research and set it up in a grid or set it up on a spreadsheet. And then you and the most important person in your life, whether it's your spouse, your mother, your daughter, I mean, your best friend, I mean, whoever the most important person is in your life, get quiet and listen to your intuitive sense of what is your body telling you is the way to go. And then decide between the two of you, this is the decision that we're going to make. And we're going to do this course because it feels like it's the right thing to do. And then make a pact that is the only thing that you're going to do, because you're going to get information from everybody, just like what you said, coming from all different directions. And if you don't stay the course, you're going to be confused and you're not going to end up with a good result. So once you decide this is what we're going to do, tell all your friends and family, your children, you know, whoever your other people are in your life, this is the course that I have decided that I'm going to do with my body on this treatment. And when you come around, unless you are here to help support me in that decision that I've made and support that decision, the topic is off the table. We'll talk about tea and milk. We'll talk about we'll talk about gardening. We'll talk about travel. We'll talk about the weather. But unless you are here to support my decision, that topic is not to be talked about here at all. Draw a tight boundary around that. And that has how you will go through this, whatever course of treatment that you've decided you're going to do.
Yeah, I would have needed more than 72 hours in a day to do all the therapies that people have recommended that I should do.
Absolutely. You
know? And one of the sad things is that if anybody comes up with a non-patentable cure to cancer, they're going to be shut down faster than if they have a meth lab in their basement.
Absolutely. Well, on that, CJ, thank you so much for joining us here tonight. This has been a great conversation, not only educational, informational, but kind of fun and funny, too, with what you've been talking about. How can people find out more about your work and get your books, your website, your blog? Tell us where we can find you as we're closing out this segment here right now.
Yes, the last two slides that I have, one of them shows you some blogs that I've done that are very related to what we've been talking about. My website you can reach by going to cjauthor.com. There are various articles, free PDFs you can download, and blogs. And those three blogs on that slide, you might want to read to find out much more details about those topics we've been talking about today. And then my last slide, if you want to get hold of my books, my latest book, My Wild Ride, How to Thrive After Breast Cancer and Infidelity. It's a comedy self-help with a lot of research, it's a memoir and a self-help book and a heavily research book with a very extensive bibliography. That is available on Amazon. And you can also get my first book, which isn't so relevant to what we've been talking about today. That one's called Adulterer's Wife, How to Thrive Whether You Stay or Not. That's the first one. So either of those books
back
available on Amazon.
Topic. We're going to have you back on another show and talk about that topic, because that sounds very, very interesting. And given the state that we're in today, I think it would be not only informative, but funny and fun, just like what you said, that you write from a comic relief sort of perspective. So
yeah,
CJ,
best revenge is to get past the need for it. That's the mantra.
Yes, we're talking about that. Say that again, because that's worth repeating.
The best revenge after infidelity is to get past the need for revenge.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us here tonight. I'm sure we'll be circling back again because we've got a lot more to share. So thank you for joining us here tonight. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
Well, thank you, everybody. I think that you've really enjoyed that tonight. I know I did. I thought that was really very interesting. And we've got a lot more to talk about tonight. I just want to bring up a slide deck because I got a special announcement that I want to go through with you guys tonight from the Tenpenny Files. It's, you know, what we're going to be doing in the next week or so. And tonight is a good night to sort of announce that. I want to see if I can bring those. Can you bring those slides in so I can see them a little bit better? Can we make that a little bit bigger? There we go. That's good. So, you know, we are going to be having a grand opening event for our new center out in Ventura, California. The new center is called EPC Studio. It's what we're ECP Studio. We're doing ECP here in Cleveland, Ohio, that it's called Tenpenny Health Restoration Center. But out in California, it's a sister company that we have. It's called ECP Studio. So it's external counterpulsation. We're having a 4-day special grand opening event. We opened the center a couple of months ago, but now is the time to really do a big grand opening event. Go to the next slide, please. So these are all the benefits that you can get from ECP, from external counterpulsation. Next week when we have our show here at Browdion, we're going to spend the whole night talking about ECP, the benefits of it, how it works. I'm going to show you pictures of it. We're going to talk about it a little bit more next week. But I just want to tell people about this now because the dates are really important, particularly if you've got friends or family members out near Ventura, as far south as LA. They've got a shuttle bus that comes up from LA Airport all the way up to Santa Barbara, that whole area around Thousand Oaks and Ojai and all that area. We're having this great grand opening event. I want you to be able to put this on your calendar. Next slide, please. So this is where we're going to be doing this. It's going to be at this church, at the Godspeak Church. Can you make that any bigger? I can't see it from here. At the Godspeak Church, there we go. I can kind of see it. I thought that was going to be the bigger part of the slides here tonight, but you've got me on big and that on small, and I'm not sure how to make that a little bit bigger. Let me try one thing here. I can make this out that way a little bit bigger. Okay, not really. So it's Wednesday evening. It's Wednesday evening at the Godspeak Church in California, and we are going to be having a whole evening that night. We're going to have a bunch of people that are going to be sponsoring this. We're going to be staying together that evening from 6 to 9 o'clock, and I'll make sure that this is available in the show notes so that you can see the slides, and we're going to be talking about it again next week. So that is Wednesday night at Godspeak Church, and that's from about 6 to 9 o'clock in the evening. And then the next slide, please. And then we're going to be doing a bigger opening event. Go to the next slide, please. This is what the ECP studio looks like in Ventura. That's two of the rooms. One is a room that's got, on the left-hand side there is what the ECP bed looks like. It's a hydraulic bed that's, if you can imagine having a blood pressure cuff around your calves, your thighs, and your lower abdomen run by a hydraulic pump that pumps blood into your heart when your heart is resting to flush out some of the blood vessels, to increase nitric oxide, which is a vasodilator that goes all the way through your system. It will actually improve your neurological functions, your lymphatic functions, peripheral neuropathies, peripheral vascular disease. And that's what that bed is there on the left. And on the right is a Diowa chair that we actually use that in conjunction to get good circulation and good lymphatics. Next slide, please. And so this is mark your calendar so that Wednesday night at Godspeak Church from about 6 to 8 o'clock in the evening. We're going to have events on Thursday. We will announce next week. We're just finalizing some things. On Friday night will be a fundraiser dinner for PERC. That's the organization that's helped to sponsor all of this. We don't quite have that location nailed down yet, so I will announce that next week. And then on Saturday, actually at the clinic in Ventura, it's 1071 South Seaward. It's 4 buildings off of the beach. We will have a grand opening there from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. where we will get together. We'll get people will have demonstrations. They'll be able to get on the bed for maybe 5 or 10 minutes. A treatment is generally an hour, but we just only have 2 beds and we can put you on it so you can get a feel for it and you'll know what it's all about and understand the importance of this. So I'm going to be doing a lot of lectures, a lot of conversations. And why is this so important now? A lot of it has to do with all the people that are being damaged by the COVID jabs. And we know now that the information that is coming out about the myocarditis and the heart attacks and the strokes and the sudden cardiac deaths from the jabs is irrefutable. I mean, almost every single day now, I'm seeing published literature about after people get their two shots and for sure their booster, that they're going into problems with their heart. And what the ECP technology can do is it can help to heal that heart, because the myocarditis is like a mild form of congestive heart failure. It's inflammation of the heart muscle. So we want to get more nitric oxide. We want to get more blood flow, more circulation, more of all of those things back into the heart. And it does this passively. You lay on the bed most of the time. People fall asleep in the middle of the treatment. And it's also like passive exercise. When you get off the bed, you feel like you've been exercising for an hour, but you've been taking a nap. I mean, what a great way to go to the gym, right? Is to be able to do this. So the entire night that we're going to be at the Godspeak Church, I'm going to be giving a lot of information. In fact, next week at this very channel on the Tenpenny Files on Your Health, we'll talk the whole show next week about ECP, why it's important, what's happening with the jabs, how the jabs are causing neurological problems or crossing the blood-brain barrier, causing the problems there, all kinds of problems with the sudden cardiac death, all of the Cause Unknown, that book that Ed Dowd actually just finished writing and has been published, and he's been talking a lot about it. Every single person should own a copy of that book and share it with all your family and friends who think that it has nothing to do with it, because it does. And we're seeing people of all ages, from kids all the way up to the elderly, that are just suddenly dropping over dead. And what's on their death certificate? Cause unknown, except if they've had one or two or three shots. You can connect the dots and know what the causes are. And why I decided to get involved with ECP and decided to start these clinics, because eventually we're going to have clinics in many, many places across the country. That's going to be starting soon. And so I want to give you some education about that. And I will say just one last thing in closing here that about ECP is that in the center that we have open here in Cleveland, Ohio, we've been open since July of last year. So for a mere 7 months, I looked at all of our numbers like a week or so ago. And what I found out was that 52% of the people that have come to our center since we opened in July have been from out of state. They've come from as far away as Idaho, Oregon, Arizona, New York, Virginia, Florida. They've come from all out of state. They come and stay a couple of weeks and they leave a whole lot better. So we'll talk a little about that next week. So as we close today, I want to say a special thanks to everyone who's joining us here this week at the Tenpenny Files on Your Health. Each week, we're going to be bringing you information about health topics that you may not just be able to hear anywhere else. We're trying to do something that's a little bit different, a little bit interesting, so that you will come and join us on Monday nights. So with that, I'm going to close out with I close all of my live broadcasts and all of my recorded broadcasts, no matter what. If you guys have been following for a while, you always know that I close with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. I think that can cover everything for everybody. So until we meet next time, lean into God, trust Him for everything. He'll never let you down. And one last thing before you go, stick around here for an extra minute or two while they roll a commercial segment that we just filmed a couple of weeks ago. We put a lot of work into this, and I'd really like for you guys to stick around and watch what the special offers are for this week. Even if you're not interested in buying anything, take appreciation for my staff's work, because they do really great work. And if it wouldn't be for you and your support for us, none of this would be happening. So have a great evening, everyone. Until we meet again, we will see you next week. Take care. We have arranged for an exclusive discount so my followers can try my favorite zeolite detox spray, Pure Body Extra, for a huge discount. At drtenpenny.com, under the shop tab, you'll see a tab that says buy zeolite for metal detox. Click on that tab and it will open a page that has a large orange button at the top that says get $50 off. And when you go to that page, you get an option to sign up for the monthly auto ship. And if you do that, you will get your first bottle of zeolite spray for only $13, and that comes with free shipping. When you add that all together, that adds up to an 82% discount. If you like the product, keep the auto ship, because you will consistently get 20% off of each order, and you will continue to get free shipping. This is the best way to keep your body clean so it can simply work better. I've been using it to heal some long-standing gum problems that I've had by spraying it in my mouth on my gums every single day, and it's been just amazing. It's a tasteless spray. You use 4 sprays 3 or 4 times a day that it helps to keep your body cleaned out. I've had people ask me so many times, how long do I have to keep taking this in buying this supplement? Well, I'll tell you what, once you find a place on the planet that is clean and you don't have to detox, then I think you can stop it. But for now, I think it's really important to get the metals out of your body. You can find arsenic in tap water. There's mercury in your mouth from fillings, lead paint in older homes. You can get cadmium from jewelry and also from cigarette smoke. There's arsenic that can be in rice and fruit juice, and you can get it in runoff in your water if you have well water and you live out in the country. Pure Body Extra, the zeolite spray, removes all of that. So it's really important for you to use this product, and you can use it when you're pregnant. You can use it with nursing. You can use it with children of all ages. You can even use it with your pets. You can spray a little bit in their water so you can detox your animals so they have a healthier, cleaner, longer life also. So let me say that again. Go to drtenpenny.com under the shop tab, click on the tab that says buy zeolite for metal detox, and then follow the prompts. As a first-time buyer, you'll get a first bottle for only $13. This is a special and exclusive discount just for the drtenpenny.com followers, and thank you so much in advance for participating in this special offer. And if you're going to buy supplements, we encourage you to shop at our store, which is shoptenpenny.com, or you can go directly to drtenpenny.com and go under the shop label. There's also a supplement label. We make it really easy, lots of different ways that you can find us. These supplements are private label supplements, have white bottles with green leaves. That's how you know that those are the special ones that you get the discounts on. If you go to the checkout and use podcast at the checkout, you'll get 10% off consistently all the time. Now, you may get other things that are put into your shopping cart. If they're not private label, you won't get the 10% off, but you will still have great savings if you're using a mixture of our private label supplements and other things that are available in our store. You can also get 10% off at our apparel store by using podcast at checkout. I love our apparel. In fact, I buy stuff from my own store. I get t-shirts and sweatshirts. I wear them at the airport. I have one that says Faith Over Fear. I wear that consistently on the airplane. I always get a lot of thumbs up, because then that way you can share your faith with others and get a smile at the same time. We have totes and mugs and t-shirts and sweatshirts that are there. And we're always adding new things because we have a great designer. So be sure to go to drtenpenny.com underneath the shop button. You will be able to see our apparel store. Use podcast at the checkout for 10% off every time you shop. I want to say a word about one of our special sponsors, MyPillow.com. I know Mike Lindell personally, and I know how hard he works day in and day out to do great things for this country. He's made many, many affiliates available for his MyPillow products, and we are proud to be one of the affiliates to this company to support him and to support us. You know, there are more than 200 products available at the MyPillow.com store. So you can find something for a special person, for a special event. You can even find things for your pets at MyPillow.com. Now, we know that there are a lot of affiliates that support Mike Lindell and use this affiliate program. But if you're going to share the love a little bit, use promo code DRT. You can frequently get 60% off, and sometimes they run special deals of 70 and 80% off. So check back frequently. Try shopping first at MyPillow.com and use DRT at the promotional code at checkout.